It's time now for the opening commodity market report here on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2. Tom Rogers sitting in for Dave Tickey this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Jake. Morning, everybody. Here are the opening prices from about 20 minutes ago on the CME Group's grain and livestock sides on a day when just about everything started the day down. They've recouped a little bit, but still are down on the day so far. In Kansas City, the December wheat contract opened at 752, down 7.5, and December Minneapolis spring wheat opened down 9.75 at 778. CME December wheat opened at 705 this morning, down 14.25 cents. The March contract at 728 on the open, down 11.75, and July opened at 751, down 12.5 cents. In the corn pits on the Board of Trade, December opened at 548, down 15.25 cents. The March at 567, down 15. May 580, down 14.5 cents on the open. July 589, down 15.5. September corn for next year 590.5, down 8.5. And DSEV 09 corn opened at 585, down 13.5 cents. November beans opened at 11.62, down 40 cents a bushel this morning. January down 43 on the open at 11.76. March beans 11.90, down 42.5. July beans for next year at 12.03, down 44.5 cents. In the products, October bean meal opened at 3.26 even, down 10.30. And December opened at 3.25 a ton, down 9.5. The bean oil contract for October opened at 45.85, down 166, and December also opened down 166 at 46.30. On the mercantile exchange, the CME's cattle side or livestock, the cattle for October, live cattle opened at 101.50, down 65. December 103.30, down 47.5. February live cattle opened at 104.50, down 105. April at 104.90, down 107.5. Feeder cattle for September opened at 108.90, down 1. October down 102.5 at 107.90. November at 107.70, down 107.5. And January feeders opened at 107.15, down 92.5. On the hog side, October lean hogs opened at 66.45, up 35. December, 65.70, up 40. February opened unchanged at 73.27.5. April lean hogs, 80.30, down 30. February pork bellies opened this morning at 85.40, and they were down 90.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
As Jackie Vakes told us in the last hour, a lot of the trading, the opening trade, had to do with the declines on the other markets, especially on Wall Street. The Dow right now is down about 229 points. It had been down as much as 300, right now standing at 11,193. The NASDAQ is down 23.5 points, or about 1 percentage point, at 2238. The S&P down 20 at 1231. The U.S. dollar index is down 4 right now, down 2.5 right now at 78.90. And the CRB index is at 357.62, down 239. Crude oil right now for October is down 418 a barrel at 97 even. It had been down under $96 at one point this morning. The metals are not trading at the moment. Right now, the current tick on the Chicago Board of Trade, the CME Group, the wheat all over the place. The nearby down 1.25. March, though, down 12.75 cents in Chicago. The corn is down 3 to 4 cents, although the May contract down 14.5 cents. The soybean contracts are down in the 23 to 25 cent range. March down 35.5. And that's where we stand right now. Live cattle has actually turned upwards in the most recent trading. Joining us now is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, with an analysis for today. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Tom.
Well, we saw the markets react to what's been going on Wall Street, the bankruptcy with Lehman Brothers and other factors, but we can't say leveled off quite a bit, but they've gained a little bit of what they lost earlier.
Yeah, we've stabilized for now, but overnight trade volume was heavy. We traded over 40,000 contracts of corn, 60,000 contracts of beans, which is just huge. So it suggests that it was fund liquidation and technical selling overnight on fears that the outside influence would spill over to the grain complex. But when you look at the raw fundamentals on the agricultural products in general, it's actually kind of supportive. We saw heavier than expected weekend rains, some real flooding issues in some of the parts of the country here. We did see some patchy frost out west into Nebraska, into Kansas there. So it was not a season-ending type of frost freeze, but it is enough to say that they did have a little patchy ice around, per se. So when you look at the overall bigger picture coupled with the USDA crop report on Friday, it suggests that breaks in here in the corn and bean market will probably find support as we move through the next few weeks here, Tom.
So the traders may not be, maybe turning back to those fundamentals maybe a little earlier than thought as we were opening the day this morning, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, initially it looks supportive, but I would not rule out going back down and testing the overnight low one more time here, if not make new lows. But whenever you've got the big players in trouble, it's a concern. You live by the sword and die by the sword. The financial institutions and the hedge funds, they took the whole commodity complex higher. They were huge buyers over the last 3 to 4 years, and they still have some huge long positions on, and they decide to continue to do the liquidation process. It's going to keep a cap on the market, whereas the raw fundamentals that we mentioned there in the agriculture is going to give supports, which says up and down, up and down.
A lot of volatility, apparently. What's farmer make of all this then?
Well, from the big picture, and it's hard to look at the big picture, remember the big picture, because everybody listens to the short-term news and gets emotionally involved. You just got to use the extremes to your advantage. You know, we soared sharply higher here, gave opportunities to sell and maybe get oversold, take advantage of these higher prices. Now, as the market moves lower in here, we feel we need to take advantage of lower prices in going into this fall to reestablish ownership on paper. Also, too, if you're a end user or user, such as a hog or cattle or poultry person, you probably need to use this break in here to get some coverage on as we go into this fall. We believe the old historics are going to kick in. Traditionally, you move lower in the fall, and once you get a fall low established, you move higher into that December time window. So we're going to go with the historics and put our blinders on and stick to that plan.
All right. Thanks for your time, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities in Normal. Look at the market right now in Kansas City. Wheat is down 4.5 cents on the September contract, or December contract, rather, at 7.55. D-Sweet in Chicago is down 3.75 cents at 7.15.5. So March is at 7.39, down 2.25. So some of those losses early on are being recouped a little bit. December corn now is down 5.75 cents at 5.57.5. March down 6 at 5.76. And May corn is at 5.89, down 5.5 cents. November beans are down 24 cents a bushel now at 11.78. January down 25.5 at 11.92.5. And in March, it's 11.97, down 35.5 cents. The soybean meal contract for October is down 3.80. That's at 3.32.50. That had opened down $10 a ton. The soybean oil contract for October, 46.05 right now, down one. Check that, 46.12 now, down 1.39. October live cattle up 32.5 cents right now, 100 weight at 102.47.5. September feeders are down 60 at 109.30. Lean hogs up 45 at 66.55. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It is a little bit before 10 o'clock a.m. Our forecast from meteorologist Ed Kieser, a mostly cloudy day, overcast, the high 65, no rain, though. Winds from the northwest at 7 to 14 miles an hour. Still, a flood warning is in effect for northwest Logan, McLean, and northwest Sangamon County until 2:30 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy during the evening, then clearing overnight with patchy fog forming, low 47 degrees. Winds from the north at 4 to 8 miles an hour. Sunny for tomorrow, the high of around 73. Winds from the north-northwest at 4 to 8 miles an hour. Clear tomorrow night, the low of 47. Then on Wednesday, more sunshine, the high 77 degrees. Clear and 50 Wednesday night. Thursday, sunny and a high of around 78.